Good morning and welcome to our sports update here on Go for Gold, brought to you with the compliments of me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Pires. Right, Sri Lanka have now decided on their squad for the white ball series against Zimbabwe, in which they'll play two one-day internationals and three 20 games. The first one-day is scheduled for the 29th of August, the second for the 31st of August, and the T20s, the first for on the 3rd of September, the second on the 6th of September, and the third on the 7th of September. Sadly for Sri Lanka, top all-rounder Wanindu Hasaranga will not be on tour for this particular series, nursing that hamstring injury, and the selectors have changed their mind and brought in Jeffrey van der Say for this particular series. But of course, there will be a few changes in the bowling coordinating in the seam department when it comes to the T20. Let's take a look at as to how the selectors have gone about naming the one-day squad. Charit Asalanka will captain the side with Patul Nisanka, Nishan Malushka, Kusal Mendis, Sadira Samaravikrama, Nuvindu Fernando, Kamindu Mendis, Janet Lianage, Pavan Ratnayaka, Dunit Vellalage, Milan Ratnayaka, Mahesh Teekshana, Jeffrey van der Say, as I mentioned before, and the seam will be with Asita Fernando, Dushmanta Chamira, and Dilshan Madushankar. Now, we foresee a change in the seam department when it comes to the T20 series. So we'll keep you posted, obviously, no sooner we do have the confirmation from the selectors and the Ministry of Sports. Quickly into India, Ajit Agarkar, the chairman of the Indian selection panel, has had his contract extended up until June 2026, and that extension came soon after he declared his squad for the Asia Cup, scheduled to be played in the month of September in the United Arab Emirates. We also do have information from India that India will not play any bilateral series against Pakistan in the future, but they have quickly stated that they will definitely play against Pakistan in multinational series comprising of the Asia Cup and the World Cup. So we will not see a bilateral series between these two great nations in the cricketing fraternity. Right, quickly on to rugby. There'll be a special script for the 79th Bradby Shield, scheduled to be played tomorrow at the Palekele Stadium. Christopher Jordish will be doing the script, and I will be basically assisting him in scripting. And for sure, the final edit is from him. And this time we are not having a win predictor, but we are only going to state the pros and cons of how the teams are balanced for this important blue ribbon of schools rugby. That's it from me and Lakit Pires this morning. Well, do get your headsets on. We're going to spin you a record for your listening pleasure.